So, only for 15 minutes. Wow. Okay. So please close your eyes. With your eyes closed, bring your attention first of all to your body sitting here. And please relax your body. How do you relax your body? By being mindful of your body and being kind to it. What do I mean? We can start with your legs. Ask your legs. Legs, how do you feel right now? And keep asking that question until you get an answer. Just imagining your legs to be like separate living beings. When you ask a question of your legs with respect, sometimes my legs tell me that they need to be adjusted, moved. I listen, which means the mindfulness is starting to work. It's not just being aware, it's getting to know. And the kindness means that I change my posture slightly. I often spend a long time with my body when I'm meditating, at the very beginning, to make sure it's all fine. But we've only got a few minutes, so. Then go to your bottom, your buttocks. I say that because sometimes people's buttocks get sore sitting on a cushion or on a chair. So we want to relax to the max, so we're comfortable. It's not just indulgence. This is simple kindness to your own body. And then move up to your back. Just imagining your back to need a big stretch. The reason I do that, I've just been living in forests all my life, and even in Australia, you see even kangaroos do stretching exercises. These are native wild kangaroos. So I do a big stretch in my body at the beginning and just feel all these chemicals going into my body, just painkillers, immune enhancers, until my back, it feels really great. And then I relax the muscles of my shoulders. Spend some time on my shoulders because they often have a lot of aches on them. I imagine those muscles being pulled apart by two invisible demons, actually four, two on each side. And I let go. Let go of stretching. Let go of stress. By allowing those muscles just to be. And they respond. My awareness of those muscles, you can relax them almost at any time. Oh, that's great. And then I look at my hands. Where are the hands supposed to be? It doesn't really matter. You put your hands in a place which you feel to be comfortable. And ask your hands, like your hands were separate entities from you. Hands, how do you feel? Do you need to be moved? And then you can move back up to your shoulders and neck to make sure that the head is well balanced on top of the neck. Not too far to the left, not too far to the right, not too far forward or too far back. Nicely balanced. And even in your throat, if you have any tickly sensation like I have now, I do have allergies. It's part of what I inherited from my father who had asthma. Just be kind to your throat. Find ways of relaxing it. And then move out to your face. In your face is many muscles which stretch, scrunch up because of your emotions. And by relaxing the muscles on your face, you can also relax some of the emotions. So I feel the muscles around my eyes. And I loosen them all. And around my mouth too. And once I've just done a quick scan of my body, I next become aware of my body just as one unit, just one whole. The whole purpose is to be aware and kind enough to relax everything. Because I've been doing this for years, I notice that when I deliberately relax my body with mindfulness and kindness, I get this delightful feeling, the delight of having a body which is much more at peace than usual. It's the same delight which people pay a lot of money for, to go to some beach in Bali on a recliner, or to have a body massage, or to go in a hot tub. I do that just automatically, mindful and kind. And I enjoy that delightful feeling. Delight is part of meditation. I just stay there for a few seconds. And then we go deeper inside to our mind. How peaceful are you, or how agitated are you? There's something which I hope you've heard me teach about the peace-ometer, like a thermometer, speedometer. How peaceful are you? Given a number from 1 to 10. 10 is agitated, 1 is very peaceful. What makes that reading go up to more disturbance? What makes that reading go down to more peace? For any one of you who wants to know where this fits in, this is almost third Satipatthana. What causes disturbance to the mind? What stops a disturbance? You're putting your awareness on peace. Peace of mind. You don't think peace. You experience peace. And those of you who like to watch your breathing, just watch your breath, experiencing it, but don't sacrifice peace. Be kind to this moment, opening the door of your heart to whatever you're experiencing right now. Experiencing it, don't think about it. Go deeper inside than the thoughts, to the silence which exists in the present moment, just here, relaxing, making no plans. Making no judgments. Grant to yourself these moments of peace. You deserve them. How do you feel now? What's it like in your mind? Your emotional world? How much peace can you feel? And how relaxed is your body? And how joyful does it feel? time is up now. Instead of ringing the gong, I just ask you to slowly open your eyes. And come out from your meditation. And smile. Yeah. Thank you.